Hello, this is George Denny, longtime resident of Freeport. The E.B. Mallett's office building served as the headquarters for the diverse industries founded by Edmund Buxton Mallett, Jr., a prominent Freeport businessman of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The building, completed in 1888, is one of those in Freeport individually listed as the National Register of Historic Places and was designed by prominent 19th century Maine architect Francis H. Fassett. The building's box shape, low-pitched hip roof, decorated brackets under the eaves, tall, arched windows, and double front door are key elements of its Italianate style. Mallett then built a large shoe factory, which ultimately surrounded the office buildings on three sides. In 1883, E.B. Mallett, then a young farmer from neighboring Pownell, inherited an estate from his uncle, Thomas Mallett, a retired sea captain. The estate was worth about $700,000, which in 2010 dollars probably would have amounted to about $3,500,000. Realizing that Freeport had great business potential, Mallett moved to Freeport and reinvented himself as a captain of industry, implementing a bold vision of industrial growth. Within a decade of inheriting his wealth, he had put it to use in constructing a large shoe factory at the junction of Depot and Oak Streets, founding a quarry and granite works, building a brickyard, sawmill, and grist mill, establishing a general store, and developing a neighborhood's worth of housing for his employees. The facet-designed office building, eventually surrounded on three sides by additions to the shoe factory, was the main headquarters of Mallett's various enterprises. E.B. Mallett was also active in civic life. He developed Freeport's first public water supply system, served as a town treasurer, and as a representative to the state legislature from a district that included the towns of Pownell and Freeport. Today, the shoe factory buildings are gone, and the site has been recently filled with a new multi-story complex of retail stores called the Freeport Village Station. However, the Mallett office building, newly restored and refitted, stands as a historically important structure directly facing Mill Street, neatly nestled among the new structures and reminding Freeport of the important role played by Edmund Buxton Mallett, Jr. in helping the community realize its industrial potential. A generation later, another Freeport businessman, L.L. Bean, would follow in Mallett's enterprising footsteps. Although L.L. Bean's business success eventually far exceeded Mallett's, and buildings once again surround the Mallett's office building, Mallett's elegant Italianate office serves as a reminder of the efforts of Freeport's first visionary industrialist and still eclipses in architectural value every other commercial structure in Freeport's center.